The Truth News Network.
Josef Mengele famously said to a concentration camp prisoner, "The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we're doing it." Is that starting to resonate? Freedom lives only with eternal vigilance and the willingness to act on the truth. So listen, pay heed to the facts, and your truth bearer is Dan Newman.
Well, darn it, let's act together on the truth. How about let's do that today? Me and you and Truth News Network. Hello, everyone. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome to the show today. We're in a critical time. Today, right now, today, April the 29th, a critical day, a critical time to know what is going on under our noses. Let's find out together today. You may remember yesterday, TNN presented a story penned by NBC writers alleging the president has not and is not participating in the daily president daily briefings called the PDB that are presented to him in the Oval Office each day by intelligence officials. That story from NBC, along with others already presented by various media sources, along with new videos and stories being released every day, proves exactly what the media is doing. They have weaponized the reporting. They have launched an aggressive and coordinated attack on the president to lay a foundation for what? For his impeachment. Listen to this, folks. This is the real deal. This is the beginning of impeachment part two. They tried with a Ukrainian phone call, and now this impeachment will be to show he's inept as a leader during a crisis, coronavirus, and he's oblivious to the essential issues presented every day to every president by intelligence officials to keep that president informed of the critical information necessary to keep us safe. What the mainstream media do not realize is that there are those here in the U.S. that are onto their methods. I'm one of them. You're about to be one of those, too. The mainstream media have perfected the process of creating false news and information inserted in stories that they present to America as not just factual, but they give sources for the information they provide to us all. Here's the problem, though. There are never any sources. I repeat, when you hear them say unnamed sources, confidential sources, unconfirmed sources, there are never any sources. But we're told in each case, there are sources. Today, we're going to unpack their process, though that from today forward, you'll be able to discern what's real and what's fake in every media report you hear, read, or see. So let's get going. So what's the plan? Well, here's how the process has already started, folks. NBC seeded that first story. Then MSNBC followed up. CNN, believe it or not, has not yet engaged, but you can be confident they're going to join the NBC networks, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other news outlets in short order. Here's the first shot fired by NBC on Tuesday with the PDB fiasco. Here's what their story said. U.S. intelligence agencies issued warnings about the novel coronavirus in more than a dozen classified briefings prepared for President Trump in January and February, months during which he continued to play down the threat. That's according to current and former U.S. officials. You got that? According to current and former U.S. officials. The repeated warnings were conveyed in issues of the president's daily brief, a sensitive report that is produced before dawn each day and designed to call the president's attention to the most significant global developments and security threats. Folks, the important nugget from those two sentences is this phrase, according to current and former officials. They named? Not a single source. If this was a credible news story that originated from real sources, they would be named, those sources. There was no source. So let's continue. But the alarms appear to have failed to register with the president, who routinely skips reading the PDB and has at times shown little patience even for the oral summary he now takes two or three times per week, according to the officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss classified material. Now, let me give you some facts. The mainstream media all know this. A lot of Americans do. I don't know that it's a lot of Americans, but some Americans know this. But here's a fact. There's not a single person who works in the White House, this one or any other, especially someone who participates in intelligence briefings, that would risk not only their job, but a family and freedom to speak to a news outlet revealing classified information. Every conversation that takes place in the Oval Office is classified. We all know how the whistleblower program works and what it was devised for. We've watched as it's been used and abused in intelligence dissemination during this last year. If such a person was so concerned with the president's action and felt the world should know about it, that person would never arbitrarily commit professional suicide by talking to NBC or any other news source. They'd first file a legal whistleblower complaint. Anytime a news story lists anonymous sources, be assured, there is no source. It's odd that NBC then quickly left their antagonistic attacks on Mr. Trump in that story and inserted a reply from, quote, a White House spokesman. Here's that reply. A White House spokesman disputed the characterization that Trump was slow to respond to the virus threat. President Trump rose to fight this crisis head-on by taking early, aggressive, historic action to protect the health, wealth, and well-being of the American people, said the spokesman, Hogan Gidley. He continued, "We will get through this difficult time and defeat this virus because of his decisive leadership." Quoting a legitimate member of the administration, even though it's a denial of the purported claims made by that anonymous source, is used purposely to frame the story as being truthful and legitimate. It is anything but truthful, and certainly not legitimate. So now, let's fast forward to Tuesday. Tuesday on Morning Joe on MSNBC. Joe and Mika pick up the denigrate Trump for claiming his dismissal of intelligence warnings about coronavirus by first quoting stories from the past that include quotes from, now listen to this, three unnamed people. While they make their claims on camera, on the screen behind them are headlines from the New York Times and Washington Post with those headlines that parrot the claims they are making. Their sources, once again, folks, three people, none of who were named in the previous stories from which they quote, nor are they called in this report. And then Mika and Joe pass the microphone to their White House correspondent. Her statement is so vital in exposing these network tactics, you must listen to it.
Yeah, Mika, I mean, since the president took office, we've talked to people who've briefed him, given him intelligence briefings, members of his national security team who are trying to walk him through big national security issues. And he just has a way of being distracted. He has been told people he doesn't want anything that's longer than a single page. They use bullet points. They use visuals. And, you know, frankly, the one of the big differences between President Trump and his predecessors is that it's called the presidential daily brief, but he doesn't get it daily. He gets it at max two or three times a week, which is already a break from how his predecessors have consumed intelligence. The other thing that we know from talking to people who've briefed the president on intelligence is that he tends to challenge what they're saying. And, you know, he'll say things like, "I don't really believe that. Well, why is that true?" And he'll come with his own set of facts at times, particularly on Russia. And the people who are briefing him don't really know where he's getting that information. And then the other thing, as you mentioned, is it's not always clear to the people who are briefing the president that he's taking in what they're saying. He sometimes can seem distracted. You know, he'll go off on a tangent if there's something that's mentioned, that's Russia, for instance. And then it'll kind kind of get off the rails. And so it's unclear exactly, clearly, if he had more than a dozen briefings where the coronavirus and China were mentioned, you would presume that he would have taken that in and it would have been a warning for him. But we don't know because of the way that he tends to consume information. And I have to say that this is all something that's going to be looked at very in depth by Congress eventually.
There it is again. We've talked to people, members of his intelligence team, no names, no titles, and made to sound as if members of the president's national security team just run out on the street hunting down reporters from NBC and MSNBC to tattle on the president. Folks, here's the golden rule of real reporting. If there is a real source for a story, and within the story is included a qualification of the truth in that story that mentions a source, the source is always named. Yes, there are times when there are legitimate reasons sources are not named, but in each of those cases, the purpose for their anonymity for the story is always included as a disclaimer and an explanation for it being an unnamed or confidential source. The evil web they spin. The process of which you just saw part A can and often does go much further. The creators of these specific fake stories know that Americans will almost always assume when a news person, a writer, a reporter quotes a source, it's got to be true. And news producers, writers, and editors have often weaponized that fact to use against political opponents. And in this case, it's the president. Is there a part B and part C and so on in this? Absolutely. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Now they just begin the game of pass the cake. And here's how the game of pass the cake in mainstream media works today. So what's the cake? Well, the cake is the fake story that was created at NBC. What NBC did in the Tuesday story was lay the groundwork to show Americans this president is so inept, he can't even digest facts presented in daily intelligence briefings. NBC then passed the cake to its little sister, MSNBC. MSNBC then added to the cake they received from NBC. Remember those two newspaper headlines behind Mika and Joe from the Washington Post and the New York Times? That's more, what do you want to call it? Maybe icing on the cake they added. Mika and Joe quoted additional anonymous sources while stating they had confirmed the facts in their story. Who established the facts in that story for Mika, Joe, and the White House reporter? NBC is the source for the original story and therefore added the factualness, if that's a word, added the factualness necessary for any other news outlet to quote the story stating, sources confirmed. So now you've got two sources. You have NBC that created the fake story. They handed it off, a piece of cake, to MSNBC, who then said they confirmed, sources confirmed, and what sources confirmed? NBC confirmed it to MSNBC. This is one of the trickiest and the most devious examples of the way this mainstream media are doing stories. And they sound and look so benign to the American public. Very few people catch on to the process, and you have to watch it very closely. So, watch and see how this specific is going to continue to grow. On Tuesday, it morphed into an even larger and more referenced account during the day. There are two things you need to understand before we finish. They are the keys to recognizing truth and untruth in all news reporting. Especially, and I hate to even think that this is true, but it is. That's true especially when it's about, the story is about President Trump. Number one, anytime a negative story is presented about someone, in this case the president, and a critical part of the story is to denigrate the subject, it will usually name a source if it's a legitimate story. If that named source is not a person, but instead titled unnamed or anonymous or confidential that's referenced in the story, there almost always is no real source. Credible news outlets will not allow such stories to be published. If the story is factual and in it there are mentions of sources, it will always name the source. Number two, in this chain of fake reporting, there is always an originator. Once the story is published, another news outlet will rewrite the story, post the story with a disclaimer that states, sources have confirmed, remember, the only story source is the news outlets that published the story in the first place. And in this case, NBC. They then become the source that has confirmed. The third reprint of the story will then replace the old disclaimer with a new one that says this. Multiple sources have confirmed. So you've got NBC and MSNBC. Multiple means more than one. You've got two sources. How legitimate does that disclaimer, multiple sources have confirmed, how legitimate does it sound? You know, this whole process may seem infantile to you. In reality, it's the worst form of lying known to mankind. Think about it. It is weaponized to not only hurt the subject of the story, but to use that false narrative created to destroy whatever that story subject has done well, which the news source, the real news source, the one that created the original story, designed specifically to destroy the subject. Using that logic, one can surmise that NBC and MSNBC created very deftly and professionally a story that includes all of the real journalistic methodology used in professional reporting. But they didn't stop there. It would have just been a story if they had. They had to keep going. Why? Well, in this case, President Trump is guilty of none of what the NBC story alleged. You and I both know if there were one shred of fact in those allegations, proof of it would have been long ago plastered across every newspaper and be a lead story in every news broadcast around the world. Think about it. The President of the United States, he never listens to or attends intelligence briefings. He doesn't get them. He can't comprehend them. That would be a huge story if it was real. They didn't say that, but that's what they want you to think. The anti-Trump, hate-Trump media have launched a well-planned and devised an attack on President Donald J. Trump. I'm as confident as it is possible to be that this is an orchestrated plan put in place by the Democrat Party and their operatives to be the groundstone of the next impeachment trial for Donald Trump. Yeah, there's going to be a second trial. You can book it right now. I predicted the first one about 2 months after he was inaugurated. It happened. I'm predicting, again, there will be an impeachment trial. To that end, this story will undoubtedly grow. It's going to change. It's going to morph. It's going to look differently. We're on it, and we're going to track it for you. But there are dozens of others that have been passed around like seed to various news outlets to systematically publish story after story with one and only one purpose. Build a case to bring Trump up on charges of being incapable of fulfilling the role necessary for any president to fill the promises they made in their oath of office. Wow, it's pretty deep there today. But you know what? I am thankful that you hung in there all the way to the end. A lot of factual information that every American needs to know about. Feel free to download, if you want to, and share this podcast with anybody that you want. Share the story as well. In fact, it might be good just to share it on your Facebook page, any other social media accounts that you have. Everybody needs to understand what they're doing. And if and when we all, enough of us, get to the point where we know what's going on, and they know that we know, maybe for any little bit of credibility's sake that they have remaining, they'll start telling the truth. I'm not going to hold my breath. You probably won't either, but at least they'll get the word we're on to their plans, and we know what they're up to. That's important. I don't want to walk into 2021 and not be prepared for what's out there, and I'm sure you don't either. I know President Trump doesn't want to. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for participating. We're going to go into deeper details in our live show at 9 a.m. Central Time this morning. So join us there, TNN Live. To join in, all you do is go to the top of this story, and there's a button, a horizontal button that says click here to listen. And then you can click on it at 9 o'clock and join the show live. Call in, ask questions, tell us things that we don't know or you don't know that we know and that you want us to talk about. We're glad to hear from you. I'll just give you the number real quickly, but it's below the button up there when you get ready to join the show. It's toll-free, 866-378-7884. 866-378-7884. Thanks for being our partner at Truth News Network. Have a great day. We'll see you at 9, or we'll see you tomorrow at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Every day, in every way, life goes better with the truth.
TNN, the Truth News Network.